Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So let me ask you. I heard that you like gay. Is that true?
Cars, man. I just want to give you a chance. Your
I'm
side.
Giving you a chance
that's
to no, give
I'm
me
not,
your
I'm
side.
I'm not going
to
get into
Are
that.
You a real news organization not gonna, or not?
I'm not gonna get into that.
All right, everybody, we have some wild breaking news today and a few bombs to run through, but let's just start here. Donald Trump was essentially just found civilly liable for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll, and it was confirmed by the Supreme Court after they refused to hear an appeal case that Trump has spent the past few years chasing. On May 9th of 2023, a then-former president, Donald Trump, who was very salty about Joe Biden winning and was stewing in Mar-a-Lago, was found civilly liable for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll, and then defaming her after she came forward about it and told the story. He used his power, he used his status, he used his fan base, and he used his wealth in order to try to silence and suppress a woman who had had a terrible experience and who had been found in a court to have been sexually abused by Donald Trump. He tried to silence her. It's the exact type of structure that we see with the Epstein case. For decades and decades and decades, women who were abused by Epstein in one manner or another, raped by Epstein straight up, were then silenced by powerful men. I mean, if you need any more confirmation that Donald Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein and is the exact same type of person, then look no further than the way he treats E. Jean Carroll and the way he's currently melting down about this case. The Supreme Court also rejected him on two separate cases that we're filming a video on later today. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Mockler Media feed. We have more CNN debates. We have more debates that we're producing. We have a lot of debate content and news content planned for the next few weeks, months, and years, so make sure you're subscribed to the feed below. And before we jump into the actual mechanisms of the Supreme Court case, before we jump into the fact that Trump is now being forced to pay $5 million to E. Jean Carroll, I want to show you this clip of Thomas Massie, which I found to be quite funny. So Congressman Thomas Massie was being followed around by a Fox News reporter who was asking him about, I don't know, interesting allegations that I'm not really privy to. And this is the first time I have ever seen a congressman flip it around and then begin to chase the reporter around D.C. In 30 seconds, he flips it so much so that this Fox News reporter on the right is running away scared. Please check this out and watch until the end. Thank you.
The stuff your ex is saying about you with the NDA, that you pressure her to sign an NDA for wrongful termination. What is that true? What's she saying about you?
Who are you with?
With Fox Digital.
It's all false.
And what she said about you and Bober having an intimate relationship?
It's all false.
Why do you think she's out there saying it? Was it because of the primary, ahead of the primary? What do you think is motivating it?
When did you all become a tabloid? Seriously, dude.
Fox has always been a tabloid.
I just thought I would give you a chance to respond because you've never been able to tell your side of the story, that's all. But anything you could say.
So let me ask you. I heard that you like gay porn. Is that true?
Cars, man. I just want to give you a chance. Your side.
I'm giving you a chance to give me your side.
I'm not going
to
get into that.
Are you a real news organization or not?
No,
come back, man. All you got to say is you don't like it.
Congressman,
that you haven't been to those websites.
Of course I don't. All right. Of course I don't like it.
Really?
But thank you.
That's not what I heard.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, that was my
time. Just giving you a chance to respond, that's all.
No.
And you're with Fox?
But thank you.
Is that a real news organization?
Yep.
Is this what you do for a living, man?
Okay. I don't care what kind of porn people like, but this guy was acting very suspicious when Congressman Thomas Massie flipped the camera on him. The way that he was acting makes me think he probably does like gay porn. He was like, I don't like that stuff. I don't like that. And he begins sort of half sprinting away like, don't ask me these questions. Dude, you could have just played it cool and been like, what are you talking about? What are you even saying? I'm asking you questions. But instead, he began to run away.
You haven't been to those websites.
Of course I don't like it.
Of course I don't like it.
He never denied watching it. He just said he didn't like it. I found this to be a funny microcosm of the way that some of these Fox journalists and right-wing journalists chase people around and search for these tabloid-type stories. But let's get on to the real Supreme Court of it all. We learned from Lisa Rubin that the Supreme Court denied review of E. Jean Carroll's first trial victory against Trump. So the Supreme Court declined to even hear Trump's appeal in the E. Jean Carroll case, which means the $5 million civil judgment is still intact, which means the federal jury that found Trump civilly liable for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll remain correct in that, and then the trial about the defamation is also still standing. So the federal jury that found Trump liable for defaming E. Jean Carroll, this all stands. The defamation case is one of the most disgusting parts. I mean, obviously it's all incredibly despicable, but for him to then use his power to try to rig all the systems available against somebody who is just trying to speak up about her experience, it's so very Epstein-like. What makes this decision uniquely significant is why Trump wanted the Supreme Court to step in the first place. His legal team argued that the trial should have never included two key categories of evidence. The first was testimony of other women who accused Trump of similar misconduct, and the second was the now infamous Access Hollywood recording from 2005 where Trump says, "I'm gonna grab women by the genitalia." We actually do have a clip of this that I want to play. It's pretty disgusting, but Donald Trump in this clip gets walked into an admission that he does grab women. They essentially play the clip and they say, "Did you say this, that stars can grab women by their genitalia?" And Trump is like, "Yeah." They're like, "Do you consider yourself a star?" And he's like, "Yeah, I think I'm a star." And he's like, "Do you think stars are able to do that?" And he says, "Yeah, historically." So he basically gets walked into admitting that in his twisted mind, he doesn't understand power dynamics. He doesn't understand boundaries. He doesn't understand consent. All he understands in his stupid brain is power. If he thinks he owns the beauty pageant, if he owns the beauty pageant, he thinks that he has the power to walk in because he's the owner.
And you say, and again, this has become very famous in this video, "I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything." That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the pussy?
Well, that's what it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
Well, unfortunately or fortunately?
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
And
dude, they just very easily walked him into it. I mean, it was easier than I even remember it being from watching this clip earlier today. Literally walks him into it and he goes, "Yeah, I think I'm a star." George Conway says, "What this means is that the jury verdict that determined that real Donald Trump had sexually abused his friend, E. Jean Carroll," George Conway's friend, "by penetrating her vagina with his fingers and therefore had defamed her by denying that he had done so will stand as the final and conclusive judgment." The highly respected district judge who tried the case, the Honorable Lewis A. Kaplan, correctly stated multiple times that the jury's finding of sexual abuse under New York law meant that, in common parlance and under the law of most jurisdictions, Donald Trump was found to have raped E. Jean. So henceforth and forevermore, it will be completely accurate and utterly inactionable under the common law and constitutional law of defamation to state the following fact: Donald J. Trump is an adjudicated rapist. That is the fact. It has been a fact, but Trump has been contesting it for years and years and years, and every single court that he has gone to has disagreed with him entirely. Let me show you what Donald Trump said. He said, "Surprisingly, the Supreme Court declined to review a fake case brought against me by a woman I never met. Decades-old celebrity photo line, standing with her husband does not count. I will continue the fight against this weaponization and lawfare case against me, including the ridiculous claim of defamation, with all my power and strength." Wow, you're really not helping yourself. You're going to use all the power that you have at your fingertips to try to silence somebody? I mean, it's exactly what we accuse the Epstein people of doing, and Trump is at the heart of the Epstein case. Also, he's kind of defeating his own argument here when he says, "Hey, I'm going to use all of my power to silence you in order to prove that I wasn't using all of my power to defame you." What the absolute hell? He said, This case is really against the United States of America and all it stands for. It should never be allowed to happen to another president or candidate-to-be. What? So he thinks that presidents and candidates-to-be should be allowed to just be raping people? I mean, he's an adjudicated rapist at this point. So Donald Trump just thinks that if you're a president or if you're in a position of power, you can do whatever you want and then use the law to cover it up. Use your power to cover it up. He says, New York State created a law for an instant speck of time going back many decades in order to wrongfully nab me. It was tailor-made, and this injustice cannot be... it was a decades-old law that they used against Donald Trump. Absolutely despicable from him. Hey Dave says, Trump is not only out of the $5 million fine, this also means that his conviction as a sexual offender is now and forever permanent. He has finally run out of options. I know I keep making this comparison. I just want to say it's not heavy-handed. It is a one-to-one analog with what's happening in the Epstein files. The president of the United States is using all of the power he has in order to try to silence people, silence women, and that extends to the Epstein files. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all later, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment, but a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.